My original plan for that day was excellent. It doesn't mean much now, but for the record, I want you to know how well things could have gone. It was the morning of the annual parade. I planned to spend the day in the nursery playing with the royal princes. Queen Ella's children, Prince Baro and Prince Elrin, were also not allowed to go to the parade. They had begged me to come stay with them, and I had promised. I would never break a promise to the princes. Even that time when I told Baro that if he went to sleep, I would sing him the entire ballad of Sleeping Beauty while standing on my head. I hadn't thought he would remember, but he had, and I'd done it. Gilma, their nursemaid, had caught me and told everyone, which had gone over really well with the court. But the princes were the only people in the castle who trusted me, and I would never do anything to betray that trust. So even when I got close enough to the nursery to hear the wailing, I kept walking. I slowed down a little bit, I admit. I might have winced, but I didn't stop.
"I want to go to the parade!"
That was Baro, who, at 5 years old, had perfected the art of the tantrum.
"It's not fair! Everyone in the whole world gets to do what they want, except me!"
A thud, a crash, and another set of wails, these coming from 1-year-old Elrin. I quickened my step, which made me trip on a loose section of the rug. I caught myself against the wall and kept going.
"I'm a prince! That means I can do whatever I want!"
I broke into a jog and wrenched the nursery door open, just in time to see Baro dump a bottle of purple glitter over his little brother's head.
"Baro!" Gilma cried. "Oh, don't do that!"
Baro grabbed a jar of glue.
"No, no, no!"
Gilma wrung her hands.
"That's not how a prince should behave!"
Elrin yowled, grabbed a chunk of his older brother's hair and yanked. Baro shrieked.
"Stop fighting!" Gilma wailed. "What would your subjects think?"
I strode into the room, grabbed Elrin's hand, and disentangled it from Baro's hair. Then I held Elrin out of his brother's reach. Glitter rained down from his clothes, covering me with purple sparkles.
"I have a great idea," I said.
"Once you stop screaming, I'll tell you all about it." While I was waiting Baro out, I calmed Elrin down by giving him a sweet pop. He nuzzled into my shoulder and sucked happily, drizzling sticky saliva down the side of my neck.
"He shouldn't be having sweets, Tirza," Gilma said.
I gave her a look. She gave me a look right back, then held a hand out to Baro.
"Do you want to help me clean up? I'll let you hold the dustpan."
Baro grabbed my skirt and buried his face in it. Gilma's mouth twisted. She went and got a broom and dustpan from the corner. I thought about offering to help. Gilma, like me, had an odd position at court. She was a village girl who had been hired long ago as a nursemaid, but she was also given gowns in her own room and allowed to attend banquets and balls when the princes were asleep. That had caused a lot of muttering at court. But eventually, everyone had concluded that it was evidence of the queen's sweetness and good nature. After all, Queen Ella had once been a commoner too, just like Gilma. And like me. So there had been a time, a brief time, when Gilma and I had been close. Cinderella had suddenly become too busy being queen to spend time with me, and Gilma had been like a replacement older sister. But she had quickly realized that it was bad enough being a commoner in fancy clothes without also having the queen's wicked stepsister glued to her side. It hadn't taken her long to join the noble women in their whispers and sneers. Then one day, when I was 7 years old, she had poured green dye into my hair while 2 noble girls held me down. They had laughed and laughed. Even more than I remembered the humiliation of walking around with green hair, I remembered the pure delight in Gilma's laugh.